The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yeah.
Johnny Cakes Auville. Eric Bickle missing.
Is he getting food?
How many total minutes do you think he misses?
Leader in the clubhouse. I have no idea.
Per week. Full segments, right? Gotta be.
Pretty close.
We're going to have John Feinstein on here momentarily.
Stop. Where's John?
Oh, and John's on the line.
Of course. Not allowed to go to the bathroom around here.
He's brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom custom fits you for the new GT Metals from Titleist, the new Apex Irons from Callaway. You can visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Hey, John, we actually said before, because we've given the Wizards a few minutes this week, and they probably don't even deserve a few minutes. But at 2-18, and then I saw the last two games, they've lost by a combined 67 points. All right. They're not even close in these games. What's your general philosophy on rebuilds and tanking and that sort of thing? Because that's what they're doing.
Yeah, that is what they're doing. And I think you owe it to your fans to try to put a decent product on the court, even if you want to tank. Losing by 30 points a night, starting at 2-18, I mean, they at least have a chance to be historically bad
yeah.
if they keep up this pace. And they'll get some attention for that toward the end of the year. But you don't want to be historically bad. It's not like they're discounting the tickets for the fans because, you know, they said before the season started they intended to be bad. And if I were a Wizards season ticket holder, I would be very upset with Ted Leonsis right now.
I just feel bad.
I mean, they might be historically bad.
Yeah, yeah. I feel bad for Brian Keefe, the head coach. Like, he has no prayer of surviving into when this team hopefully right. becomes what they're trying to build it into.
Yeah, he's making a good salary.
He knows that going in. Right. He has to know it.
Yeah, but he does. But, you know, when you're a coach, I've known a lot of coaches, they always think they can turn something around. I did a game last night involving Maryland Eastern Shore and Longwood. Maryland Eastern Shore has a new coach and 11 new players out of 11.
Wow.
And that job's been kryptonite for coaches. And I asked the guy who's the coach now, very nice guy, why would you take this job? He had a good thing going at Winston-Salem State, granted Division II, but they were winning every year. And he said, I like the challenge. I think I can make something good happen here. Every coach who goes into a job, no matter how bad the job may be, things they can make a difference. Things that they can turn it around somehow. And in the NBA, in particular, where you don't control who's on your team, it can be very difficult. And everything I've heard about what's the coach's name? The Wizards coach?
Brian Keefe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything I've heard about him is good.
Yeah.
That he is a terrific assistant and everybody likes him and he's a good basketball guy. But, you know, I go back often to what Dean Smith said when I asked him what the key was to being a great coach, and he said great players.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think that is the answer.
What do you make of the rumors, just switching sports but still in the coaching area, that Belichick, I don't know, who knows who called who, but he interviewed for the Carolina job. Is there anything beyond leverage there? Or, I mean, would he, like, why would you want that job if you're Belichick? You can't really win there, anything of note.
No. You can go 8-4.
Yeah.
If you have a good team. I don't know what Bill's thinking. I haven't talked to him since he left New England. So I don't know what he's thinking. I know he bought a house in Annapolis. But you know, I would think he'd want to coach in the NFL next year, and I would think he'd get a job next year. So maybe he's just bored. Maybe he's just waiting to see what happens with these NFL jobs that are coming open or have opened. But I would think he'd be coaching in the NFL next year. Of course, I thought he'd be coaching in the NFL this year.
Right.
So that shows you how much I know.
Speaking of coaches, and one that you have backed and supported for years, Eric Bieniemy became the coordinator here in Washington last year. Didn't work out. Goes to UCLA. Hasn't worked out.
Nope.
What do you make of this career trajectory?
Yeah, I'm baffled, to be honest, because I thought, as you guys know, that Bieniemy should have been given a shot at being a head coach. Never got that shot. Came to Washington, you know, into a terrible situation with no quarterback and no leadership, and went down with the ship. And I don't know what's happening at UCLA. They did not have a good season either. And I guess he's taking the blame. You know, that happens a lot when a coach has a long-term contract and the school doesn't want to fire him. And they say, well, do something. Okay, I'll do something. I'll fire my coordinators. And I suspect that's what this is about, but I don't know, because I'm not out there. But I feel badly because, as you know, I like Eric Bieniemy. I liked him when he was in Kansas City, and I thought he was pretty much helpless to do much here, and I don't know what the situation was at UCLA, but obviously it didn't work out.
Yeah, I wonder if it was a personality thing because, you know, they started off the season horrible. They lost 5 straight or 6 straight, and then they actually finished the year winning 4 out of 6. They played much better offensively in the last half of the year, and you'd think, okay, well, they're on the rise. Maybe they'll get better. Right. Not 5 wins next year. Maybe get 6 or 7, and they let them go after 1 year. I wonder if it was like a personality clash.
You know, it could be. These things do happen. I don't think Eric got along great with Ron Rivera, partly because Eric's very intense. And remember when he first got here, there were stories about the players complaining that he was too intense.
Yeah.
Well, Ron Rivera wasn't intense. That was part of his problem. And somehow the twain never met, and they ended up going 4-13. But you're right, Jason. I'm surprised by this. I would think you'd hire a guy with his kind of experience and his kind of resume with the idea that he's going to be there for a while.
Hey, big games this weekend, a championship weekend, obviously. After what happened last year with in the ACC with Florida State getting left out for Alabama because Jordan Travis got hurt and they just viewed them as a different team and, you know, they like the brand of Alabama. They kind of are doing the same thing this year because Alabama's in over Miami. Now, you could argue who's the better team, who has the better wins. Bama has the better win with Georgia. But Jim Phillips, the ACC commish, not happy. And then the real controversy will be if SMU loses to Clemson, and Clemson's the only ACC school in, and Bama stays in. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, look, you guys know how I feel about this. The ACC is a very overrated football conference. They do a good job promoting themselves. They have their own network, which I watch on occasion, and it's nothing but promotions for the league. I don't have any problem if Alabama gets in and Miami doesn't. Miami probably should have lost to Virginia Tech, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense is
putrid.
Yeah.
I mean, Cal scored 40 on them.
Yeah, but Alabama got embarrassed by Oklahoma.
Alabama had a bad loss, a couple of them, actually.
But I will say Oklahoma is a better team than just about anybody in the ACC. I mean, look at the SEC as a whole. Look at the ACC as a whole. There's really no comparison. The SEC has four or five teams that could have been contenders for a playoff spot, except they knocked each other off. And to me, the only teams in the ACC worth even discussing are SMU, obviously, and Miami. But Miami wasn't that impressive coming down the stretch. So if Alabama gets in and Miami does not, I'm not going to lose any sleep over that. I can tell you that much.
You mean SMU?
And of course, Jim Phillips is complaining. That's his job.
Yeah, but I think he's got a little bit of a gripe if he only gets one team in.
I don't, personally.
Okay.
I'm just not a big fan of ACC football. Hell, Duke won 9 games this year.
Yeah, well, they were pretty good. And by the way, Oklahoma's not better than SMU. I'm sorry, they're not. Oklahoma's not better than every team in the ACC.
I didn't say they're better than everybody. I said they're better than most of the ACC.
Okay.
although I'd like to see that game.
But, this system is, they expand from 4 to 12, and they say, all right, we're going to allow a lot more teams in. And, of course, the 13th and 14th team are going to gripe. If they expanded it to 16, the 17th and 18th team are going to gripe. That's just the way it is.
Right. I mean, look at the basketball tournament. There's always teams griping on Monday about not getting in or about their seeding. That is the way it is. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to get left out who believes they deserve to get in, and they're going to complain, no matter who it is. If Alabama doesn't get in, they're going to complain. Excuse me.
What do you think the job security is for Mike Locksley? He's been at Maryland a while, a really disappointing season.
Yes. And if you read, which I do, some of the comments that are made by Maryland fans after games, he would be on the hot seat. But I think overall he's done a good job. And the reason I say that is because they're in the Big Ten. Maryland mm-hmm. can't compete in the Big Ten. What are they, 0-36 against ranked Big Ten teams? Mm-hmm. And most of the games were routes. They don't belong in the Big Ten in football. Basketball, they can compete. Look at what Maryland did to Ohio State the other night. But football, they just can't compete. They cannot compete with programs like Penn State and Michigan and Ohio State and sometimes Michigan State. I think he's done as good a job as you can do at Maryland. And, the people get all excited because they go 7-5 and go to a bowl. Well, three of those are walk-over non-conference wins. And then if they win three or four games in the Big Ten against, I was going to say the Indianas of the world, but that wouldn't be true this year. But if they can win three or four games, they get in a bowl and everybody's happy. During the second half of the season, all I heard from the players was, well, if we can get to 6 wins, we'll go to a bowl. Well, that's a pretty low bar.
Mm.
That's not like saying we have a chance to win the Big Ten, which Locksley said a year ago he thought they did, and they didn't. That was probably one of his bigger mistakes to make that comment. In college football, for schools like Maryland, the bar is to get to 6 wins and get to a bowl. Then you pat yourself on the back and say we had a good season. And they did that the last 3 years. They just didn't do it this year.
Yeah, they've been to 3 bowls in his 6 seasons. But in the Big Ten, the record is 16-40.
Yeah, yeah. And most of those 6 teams are against, Northwestern or prior to this year, Indiana. It's not like they've beaten that Big Four or Iowa on a regular basis. I think they may have 2 or 3 wins total against those 5 teams.
John, what it kind of baffled me. College hoops isn't really front and center on my radar just yet because of all the football. But the fact that the ACC went 2-13 against the SEC and the
2-16.
I'm sorry, 2-16. 2-16. And I think the only 2 wins were Clemson beating Kentucky and then your boys, Duke, winning.
Yeah.
That baffled me.
Yeah.
That they were that bad.
Yeah. If you look back over the last, 10 or so years, ever since John Swofford tried to make the ACC into a football league by bringing in all these mediocre football programs, like Syracuse and Pitt, and you know they might win 8 or 9 games in a good year. And they've softened the basketball product, and I guarantee you, I know this because I've been told this by coaches, that it's been used against them in recruiting. Oh, the ACC isn't a basketball league anymore. Mm. It's a football league. Or, it, you know, they don't put as much emphasis on basketball as they used to. I mean, it used to be that almost every year the ACC was the best league.
Right.
The year I did the ACC book, which is a while ago now, but 6 of the 9 teams made the tournament, and a seventh team made the NIT. Last year, what, they have 5 teams out of 15?
Yeah.
And this year, you know, they've got 18 teams, and I guarantee you that Cal, Stanford, and SMU aren't going to raise the ACC's profile in basketball, maybe SMU in football. But this has been coming for a while. The product's been watered down through the years in basketball. And the SEC, in the meantime, has tried to build itself up in basketball and has succeeded. Now, you don't judge an entire season based on a bunch of individual games.
I know.
In December. And we could look up in March, and the ACC might have 2 Final Four teams. I doubt it, but they might. But it really, your word is right, Jason. It's shocking. And it's also kind of depressing for somebody who cut his teeth as a reporter on the ACC. I hate to see it.
Huh. Hey, real quick, I want to ask.
By the way, just as I hated to see last year when the tournament was in D.C., Tuesday and Wednesday, the upper deck closed down because they sold
a
few tickets.
That's right. I was there. I know. It was strange.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. Yeah. And you know, years ago, you had to sell your firstborn child in order to get ACC tickets.
I have 2 questions. Golf, you know, I have to ask you the obligatory golf question when you come on.
Sure.
So Norman, rumored to be pushed aside. I guess he'll still be with Liv in an advisory role, whatever. Who knows what? Which indicates, right, that they must be close, because I know Rory has gone on record and said if there's ever a deal, Greg can't be a part of it. If that's true, would Greg ultimately, if they merge, would Greg ultimately, though, consider it a dub? Because a win for him, because he kind of got, you know, them together, or you know, he got the global sort of golf that he was looking for, or would he be sort of a bitter guy walking away from this?
Well, knowing Greg as I do, I suspect he'd be a bitter guy walking away from this. I think he would take the approach that, look, I was the one who got Liv to the point where they could merge with the PGA Tour. I was involved in the early discussions of the merger, and I should get credit, but I'm not getting credit because he probably won't get credit. And I'm not saying he does or does not deserve credit, because I honestly don't know what's been going on in those back rooms for the last year and a half since they announced the merger. But yeah, knowing Greg as I do, he'll walk away bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, John, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Okay, but I got to say one thing before we go.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago today, I said on this show that the Commanders would crush the Cowboys. Uh-huh. That it was a walkover game for the Commanders. Mm-hmm. Never have I been more wrong in my life.
Well, we all were.
Same energy, John. I guarantee to win, too. I feel you.
Oh, my. That game was shocking to watch. It really was.
Yeah, but do you feel better?
You were just a week off. That's
all. Yeah, they played better.
Yeah, I was a week off, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, I also said they beat the Titans easily because they'd be in bounce-back mode.
You're right.
Most of us did.
The Titans are terrible.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
I picked the Titans. Right. Yeah. I just can't. I can't pick a winner.
Cakes is on a roll.
I'm on a ultimate cooler.
Well, I sat there watching that game, thinking back to what I said to you guys on Friday morning, saying, my God, I've never been more wrong.
Yeah, we've been there many times. All right, thank you, John.
Yeah, we all have. Yep. All right, guys, have a good weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom, where they can custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist, the new Apex Irons from Callaway. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, we'll shake it up, open up Evie's entertainment page here on The Junk.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Announced it earlier, but I want to remind people because I'm actually off next week. I'm going to be at Center Pocket Sports Bar and Billiards in Bowie for the next Commanders game. So it's a bye week this week. Then on Sunday, is that the 15th? December 15th?
Yep, that's right.
Come out. You can play some pool. It looks like a really nice spot. It's in Bowie, close to 50 and 301 on Tesla Drive.
Very good.
They have 25 pool tables. I'll be there for the game.
Excellent.
For the entire game?
Yeah. I mean, I talked to CK because I didn't even know about it. And I asked Drab. He didn't know about it. And I saw that Center Pocket put out an Instagram. I was like, whoa, they're announcing that I'm there. It actually says on there 11 till 4. Uh-huh. And I asked CK. I was like, wait a second. I remember like a month ago, somebody said, hey, could you do an appearance in Bowie? I said, okay. And then nobody said anything for like a month. And then they're putting out on Instagram and Facebook or whatever. And so I confirmed it. And he said, I think I'm only supposed to be there for 2 hours, but I'll stay for the whole game. I'm not going to go from like 1 to 3 and then leave.
Hey, we got to thank the listeners who are in studio for a couple hours just watching us talk.
Yep.
It's very awkward.
But Andy,
thank you for bringing some breakfast in. Appreciate it.
Cakes likes one of the brothers better.
Well, Team Bald, the brother on the right. That's my guy. I mean, he's keeping it nice and clean, too.
Is that a thing? Like, you got, is there, like, have you done anything? Or are you just holding on for dear life? Or are you good over there? The other one.
Yeah, just keeping my fingers crossed.
Just keeping his fingers crossed. Is that, I don't even know, like, how does that work with brothers? Because me and my brothers, you know, we have a decent amount of hair. Like, is it often, like, you're adopted, so you're out of the equation. Drabby, what about you and your brothers? Like, how does that work? Like,
they're in a much better situation than me.
They are.
But you know what? They're all gray.
So that's the trade-off.
I know.
Yeah.
But what is the...
Usually there's a correlation.
Is it normal that, like, one brother would...
I don't know. No. Some brothers are bald. Some brothers... The other brother has a full head of hair. Yeah.
My brother has full head of hair.
Yeah.
As do you.
As do I.
Yeah.
Mine's a lot more gray than his.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My brother's got receding. He's been fighting the fight since his 20s.
Your brother for 20 plus years has been taking different things to
I think pretty much he's done the Propecia the whole
time. Yeah. Was he wearing a helmet at one point?
No, that was Stumper.
Yeah, my buddy.
Stumper did a lot of stuff.
He was
fighting the good fight.
Stumper did like some sort of foam.
Yeah.
When he was in his 20s, like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, Stumpadump's brother, Mike.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a long time. Is he going bald?
No. I mean, he's probably back a little bit, but.
Hairlines receding.
I don't really look at dudes, so I don't really know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't even really pay attention.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have picked them as brothers because.
Never would have thought they're brothers.
Right. No.
Not in a trillion years. They don't share one genetic. Similarity.
Can I be honest? I'm gonna be completely
the one
honest.
I can see.
I thought they might have been married.
Oh really?
I swear to God.
You thought they might have been like life partners?
Yeah, yes. A couple.
Yeah.
I thought they might have been a couple.
Yeah. I don't see one similarity between these two men in studio.
Yeah.
Dimples. They've got the same dimples.
I don't know.
Their smile.
They look
butt different.
Right? You sure there's not like a different dad in the picture?
Yeah. It's like,
you guys done a 23andMe?
It's like, it's like Hall & Oates if Hall was bald.
Yeah.
Bald & Oates.
Yeah. Nicely done. Nice tip in, Bobby. That's very well
done. Boys behind the glass also like him because he's wearing the
Bit Season
shirt.
Yeah, of course. We obviously have a favorite.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
One of them's wearing a Bit Season
well,
merch.
Well, if one's wearing it, then probably the other guy listens to. You listen to Bit Season?
Yeah. Yeah. Thumbs
who
up.
Who do they trash the most?
Gotta be this guy.
JP
takes off the bullets.
I thought I would have taken it.
No, Eric was right in the crosshairs the last episode.
Mm. Yeah, I left with everybody to go. I said, I'm leaving before y'all start joning. I already know.
Sure.
What did I get?
By the way, they're the first people, I think, in the history of the show that have won an auction and shown up in studio twice.
Yeah.
I think it shows that the value's dropping.
Yeah.
It's an easy value proposition. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's get into the entertainment page, EB.
All right. Where do I have it?
Sponsor.
Thanks for killing 5 minutes. I love it.
Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the top dog over there now. Check them out. BMWFairfax.com. You're going to love it. Nothing like driving a BMW. All right, Valdez came in here, and he got the sexy voice again. He goes, I've never seen a 60-year-old this hot. And apparently there's a viral video of Marissa Tomei. I never know how to say her name.
Tomei.
It's always been Tomei.
Yeah.
It looks like Tomei to me. Marissa Tomei.
Yes.
And she's wearing a little...
Is that going to be your new Matthew McConaughey?
Could be.
It's my thing. Listen, you haven't said a word with an S correctly in 27 years. Okay. So
she's not related to the Tamai brothers who went to DeMatha last time.
Different spelling.
Carl, I don't remember their first names.
Excellent wrestlers.
Very good wrestlers.
Yes.
Yeah.
One was my boss at Wild World.
That's how I knew them, from Wild World.
But apparently I can't even tell from this photo.
Six Flags.
I don't know if she's wearing like a little dress or just a skirt. But she does like a Sharon Stone leg thing, and Valdez was like swooning.
No, it wasn't like a Sharon Stone leg thing. She like put her leg straight up in the air.
She's showing off legs. Like a Rockettes bit.
And
yeah, like
say
a Rockettes.
What you said.
It's the hottest 60-year-old I've ever seen in my life.
So she's going viral for the video where she's defeating Father Time Cakes on her 60th birthday. I don't know what is she doing? Is she still acting these days?
Active actress. Yeah, she's been in some of the Spider-Man movies.
The legend around her is they goofed and she won an Oscar that she wasn't supposed to win. Isn't that kind of the legend?
For My Cousin Vinny, correct?
Yeah. Like they read the wrong name or something.
It's urban legend.
That's got to be urban legend.
I would think.
How could that possibly be true?
I just don't think it's true.
They did that with La La Land, right?
Moonlight.
I can't stress to you how bad of a movie La La Land is. If you haven't seen it.
Have you seen it? No.
Good. Never seen it.
I'm not going to watch
that. Don't waste your time. What a steaming pile that movie is.
By the way, has anybody seen the in-season Hard Knocks that we talked about?
Have not.
No, not.
I'm sleeping on it.
I'm going to do it this weekend.
This is a great video of her, though. She doesn't look 60.
She
looks 45.
I was going to say she looks 40.
Yeah. She looks like she's hot.
You would MC Hammer it?
Of course.
Yeah. Of course. All right, I'm just asking.
Oh, yeah.
But I have to say this.
I'd say give it to my.
You guys don't watch Landman. Landman's another Taylor Sheridan show.
Yeah.
He's just brilliant.
But that guy just cranks out hits.
So if Tomei is the hottest 60-year-old, Ali Larder is the hottest 48-year-old on the planet.
I hadn't heard about her in
Former Junkies
years.
Guest.
She is a smoke
Why was she on this goofball show? I can't even remember what she was promoting.
I can't remember what she was promoting.
But that was a long time ago.
That was probably 25 years ago. Wasn't
yeah.
It? But she's 48
you
now.
You sleep on her in, I think it was the original Final Destination. Sleep.
I do.
Sleep.
I don't sleep on her in Landman.
Definitely sleeps. This guy sleeps.
So she first got big on Varsity Blues, right?
Yeah.
She wore
Why was she on our show?
Shaving cream.
Maybe she was promoting
that. Whipped cream
when
bikini.
When was Varsity Blues? What year was that?
I think we had James Vanderbeek on the show at one point.
We did? I don't remember him being on, but you could be right.
I think we did.
Mm.
Is he dealing with like some serious health issues right now?
Yes.
I think he's got like a colon cancer.
Hopefully
or
he's all right.
Yeah.
All right, we talked about it earlier. I'm only mentioning this because it's on TMZ. But as Jason noted earlier, the shooter of the United Healthcare guy, the guy that looks like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well, it's JP called the shooting of the United Healthcare worker. Yeah, he was the CEO.
Yeah.
The CEO of the whole company.
Right. They say
making $20 million a year.
I would guess easily.
Minimum, probably $100 million, Jason.
Oh, 100.
He was reporting to his shareholders. I thought I read they made $450 billion in profit.
Oh, jeez.
Well, that is a lot of profit.
Okay, you're probably right. He probably got bonus. His salary's probably 10, but he probably gets $100 million bonus or something.
Easy.
Someone sent me a text. Someone who's in law enforcement. I'm not going to tell you the name.
Yeah. Kevin Davis.
No, not Kevin Davis.
Chief Major.
He said, God, hold on. Sorry.
Mad Dog.
Remember, no. We had a guy. By the way,
what happened to him?
We haven't. I don't think
Mad Dog's a good guy, probably in prison.
I think the Montgomery County, like, I think it's called the Public Safety Building. I think it's like over in Gaithersburg, Germany. Yeah. Named after Chief Major.
Yes.
He's got his name out on the sign in front of the big ass building.
So I drive by it almost every day.
Yeah,
good for him.
He said he was told he's got connections in New York City Police Department.
Yeah.
He said he was told that Thompson, who's the CEO, yeah, was walking that early because he was with his side piece in a different hotel.
Right, so that's why there's theories.
That's what he was told.
That's why there are theories that the wife could be involved. Bitter.
Yeah, who knows?
Or if the side piece had a husband. Like, who knows what's going on? Could be something.
His net worth at the time of his death, estimated $42.9 million.
Wow.
Wow. I would have thought higher.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour.
But do you think they're going to catch this guy by Sunday?
I mean,
you always love to put like time frames on when people are going to get
Well, I mean, because they're on top of them.
They know it's embarrassing to like not to let him go. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times they can't find people, but it's not a priority. Yeah. I feel like this is a priority.
Yeah.
They're going to get him. And, you know, unless he donks himself off. Is there any way he can... Like, there's nowhere you could go. You can't even go, like, to Mexico. They're going to get you at the board. Like,
will he make it to Commander Saints without being apprehended?
No chance. Next week?
I would think maybe today.
I'm just throwing it out there.
No way. No way.
I would think maybe today. Like, they're on his ass. They got him on a bus. Mm-hmm. They got him. They have everything tracked. It was the hostel he was at.
Yeah.
If they know all that, they know exactly who the guy is. He's so busted.
You could definitely blend in the city of how many people live in New York City now? 8 or 9 million? Kind of hard to find somebody in that big, yeah,
probably more
big
than
of a pool.
But now everybody's looking for you.
Yeah, it's true.
Is there any way he could be like...
out of the city?
No.
He could be in D.C. right now.
No, no. He could be wearing one of those high-tech masks. And he's actually not a Jake Gyllenhaal looking like.
No.
He looks like Steve Woods.
So he's wearing that mask that Tom Cruise wears in all the Mission Impossibles?
Yeah, like the CIA has all those masks.
Yeah.
Is it possible that it's like D. Woods in person?
No,
like,
you know why? You know
possible,
I mean? Here's
but unlikely. Everything's possible.
One of those masks costs a lot of money. He's staying in a hostel. He's riding on Greyhound buses. Yeah. Doesn't have the money for the mask.
All right.
That might be all a big cover.
Could be. It's very, very possible.
Cakes, possible, but unlikely.
Yeah.
Again.
Is your family upset after nearly 2 years, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour comes to an end?
Why would they be upset?
Well, I just know you guys are big Swifties.
I mean, they got to see her in Philadelphia. Right. I got to hear her in Philadelphia, so mission accomplished.
When you were outside.
Yes, correct.
Right.
She'll do another tour next year.
I'm sure she'll do another one.
No, not next year.
She's whatever, a year from
she'll
now.
She'll take like 3 years off.
You think?
Yeah, she just did like a 2 year around the globe tour.
What is the estimate of how much money she profited from that tour?
I mean, I could look it up. I don't know.
I mean, she probably profited at a minimum $500 million, right?
I'm thinking
500
more.
Million?
Probably
did they
more.
Say she's one of those celebrities that's already
over
$1 billion?
Over a billion.
Yeah.
Profitable
so tour. $1.04 billion.
That's what. It profited as a whole because they do have a lot of expenses.
It grossed over $1 billion.
Yeah, yeah. So they have a lot of expenses. So how much does she take home? Probably half? I mean, they have a lot.
I would say the majority.
They have a lot of expenses. Pete Davidson said recently that when you first start out on SNL, and I don't, you know, this probably makes sense to me. He says you get paid about $3,000 an episode to start. And Jason Sudeikis said that was true. There was at one point when he first started out, he said he bought a pair of $75 shoes and it was out of his budget, Cakes.
If you're living in New York City and you got a nice apartment.
Yeah, of course. I don't know that that's that newsworthy, right? I mean, I guess you think you're on a big time show, you should be making more money.
Hope you bought his shoes at Nordstrom Rack.
But when you're a first year guy.
Good deals.
Golfdom is good for golf.
Golfdom's great for that, too. Yes.
Yeah, it's actually better.
Peter Millar.
You're the worst with that.
I can't remember everybody. I was just at Golfdom. I was just at Golfdom, and they did an amazing swap for me.
Nice.
When I swapped out my terrible lab putter, don't buy the hype, And I now am
using Can you explain? Because somebody actually, I had to send a message to EB and Jason.
Yeah.
Because somebody, longtime listener to the show, yeah. Bo, mm-hmm. he actually came to see us. You weren't there in Florida when we our meal. He said, what is the rumor? Because EB said there's some sort of rumor about lab putter.
Well, there's an allegation.
And I was like, I don't know. And I just texted him and he sent it back.
The way that the zero torque putters are designed. There's no toe release. You guys don't. I know I'm
You're
speaking Chinese.
I'm not even sure what toe release is.
Excited.
But after a certain number of strokes, your brain starts to just give you the toe release. And now you've developed a yip, a little hitch in your giddy up. And now your putting stroke is atrocious.
So it's supposed to correct something, but then your mind corrects that correction.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And that's why those putters allegedly have a high return rate.
Shut up.
There's your answer, Bo.
That's what he's working on, man.
Yeah. So I'm just telling you.
How's that Matt been helping you out?
Well, I bought the worst one. That's the worst purchase from Temu ever. I bought like the cheapest one. I shouldn't have. It doesn't even lay flat. Yeah. It's the worst mat ever. But then I'll
they're
be
lumpy.
Honest with you.
They're so lumpy.
The
lumpiest mat in the world.
I'm going to say this right now. There is a thief amongst us. There is a thief amongst us.
Because
I bought a putting ruler.
Okay.
It's especially designed. So you put it on the mat, and I thought, oh, this will flatten it out. And if your ball stays on the ruler, right, like a 3-foot-long ruler, then you have a good stroke. Someone stole the ruler.
Who would steal such a thing?
Do you have any suspects?
Someone stole. Yeah, I actually do.
Who's your suspect?
So
name him. Or her.
All right, got to take a break. We'll come back
with
that.
Whoever plays golf around here, you're under suspicion.
Next, you're the Junkies. So we got the brothers in studio, and they mentioned something during the break that we've forgotten about.
Yeah.
I figure it's never going to happen, but mm-hmm. it was discussed on the show, so maybe it's worth delving into this. At one point, the boys behind the glass, the boys from Bit Season, I think we're looking to get Cakes a toupee, and he said that he would wear a toupee for a certain amount of money.
Yeah,
did that just die on the vine? What happened?
I don't know. I never liked the term "die on the vine." It sounds like we didn't do our job or something.
No. It was
they were trying to sell it for a long time. They're trying to find a sponsor.
Takers.
So it died on the vine.
Not my vine. Yeah, someone else's vine. Yeah.
Not saying it's your vine.
Yeah, because we had to find a sponsor not only to mm-hmm. give Cakes his $10,000.
Yeah.
I think that's what he wanted to do it for, but also mm-hmm. had to pay for the treatment.
Sure.
And I didn't know there was
toupee.
And it's kind of an awkward thing because we're mocking the business that's coming in here to do it.
It's a very good point. It's a hard sell.
It was never sold.
It's a tough sell. To a prospective client.
Well, what you have to do probably is not approach a toupee company for the sponsorship. You have to approach another company. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like you'd have to approach like Bethesda Bagels.
Right. Somebody that didn't have anything to do with like hair replacement or wigs or toupees.
They're sponsoring. Yeah, right.
To front the money.
You know, you're right. You can't get a penile implant and then Joan on the guy for a year. Like, you know.
That's why my hair restoration never went through.
Yeah.
Because it was always came down to, are they going to Joan on your hair? And I was like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's part of the Joan deal. On me.
Yeah. They're like,
Which one were you going to get? Were you going to get the tattoo one? Like the drawing the dots?
You can't do the tattoo. No.
I have too fair of skin for a tattoo.
Oh, okay. You're just too pale.
It looks silly.
Here's what's going to happen. In a few years, Drab and I are going to book, like you mentioned earlier,
yep.
we're going to book Turkey.
A flight to Turkey. We're going to be on Air Turkey. We're going to go over, make a whole week of it, get our hair restored, come back, be
look
brand
like
new. Brand new.
Now, like when you do guys. The turkey bit, does it look great right away?
I don't know.
Or is it one of those where they're planting holes in
Drab
your head?
Drab is more of the leader.
It takes a year.
It's like they're planting corn in your head.
Right.
Hey, we just did a whole segment on your rotten teeth earlier, and you getting a teeth transplant.
And?
So stop giggling over here.
That's him throwing it back at you.
I'm just saying.
No, and it's going to be Cakes, myself, Mars Balding.
Yeah.
Mars,
Valdez,
too.
Valdez wants a beard implant or transplant.
We are you guy balding? In studio here.
Oh, yeah. Literally.
Is it fading on him quick?
Well, for somebody who's 25.
It's receding.
It's receding. The clock's ticking.
Yeah,
why don't you start? Are you doing anything to fight it? Because you're at that age where you could fight it.
I could, but you know, what's the point?
Is that genetic?
Just rolling over.
He has your triangle hairline.
What does your pops look like?
My dad has hair, but three of my uncles are bald. So,
yeah.
Isn't the, gene like from the mother's side? I've always heard. Who knows? It doesn't have to do with what the father looks like.
It's a lie. My mom's dad had a full head of hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but maybe but there's a bunch of baldies on your mom's side, though. Beyond that.
There's a few.
Yeah. Yeah. It's genetic.
A few suspects. A few guys.
Right. Well, I don't know.
Anyway, it has died on the vine.
Yeah, it's right. Just not going
to
happen.
Even though he doesn't want me to use the term. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what I figured.
Right.
A lot of things.
You would have done that for 10 grand?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
It's a free
$10,000. You'd do anything for 10 grand.
You wouldn't want a free $10,000?
Not to suffer daily embarrassment.
Who cares?
No.
It might not be embarrassment.
I wear a toupee for a year. Big deal.
It might be improvement.
Wearing a toupee.
You just haven't seen him with hair in a while.
Wearing a toupee is the lowest form. I mean, it's so embarrassing. It's a humiliation.
If you can when notice you, it, what if it's a good one?
I don't think
everyone in the area.
I think you're going to notice.
Everyone is going to know he's wearing a toupee.
It's temporary. It's 1 year. 1 year goes by like that.
Do you know how long 1 year?
1 year, just like
of
that.
Humiliation is. What do you have?
Oh, yeah.
That would seem like 5 years.
Where did that one come from?
That's the Mario one, or.
Yeah, right, Kate's gonna put on his toupee here.
Silly.
I think you have it all backwards.
I could. I don't know.
Hey, is that Ringo? Yeah.
Now, what is this?
How's that look?
Who's he supposed to be right now?
Oh, that's my toupee I used.
When he was Mario, the whole.
No, when I dumped, when yes. I was pretending to be Italian and dumped marinara on Cakes.
I know, I'm calling you Mario.
Is this a solid
look? Stop stereotyping Italians, JP. Yeah. Call me Mario.
Yeah.
It might be the one thing that your wife criticizes.
If I came home with a bad toupee.
Or she might get sized because when she first met John, when he was wooing her at Towson State University.
He's correct.
He had a full head of hair.
I did. Well, yeah. Probably I was 21 or 22.
He also had one eyebrow.
I did have a unibrow.
You kind of look like Petey Wentz a little bit.
I'll take that.
Yeah, you get that
little
swoop.
I look like
swoop.
The guy from Fallout
with
Boy?
With the beanie, yeah.
I'll take that.
I mean, hey, get him some mascara. He's full emo.
Yeah.
So, all right. The bet would be, though, that you can't wear the beanie.
It's like, fine.
You'd have to be like, take the beanie off. You have to be like that.
Yeah.
Well, he could get a better.
You know what? It's kind of annoying to have hair
rug.
In your face. No, cool. I wouldn't have it this long.
I don't have hair in my face. Like,
no, I'm saying this. Jason doesn't. Like, I wouldn't get.
I could actually probably get used to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Get used to it. And then I'd be doing this with my 10 grand. And all
anyway,
of you guys.
10 grand.
10 large.
That'll
last about a week.
Yeah, that'll give you like a week's worth of food at Popeyes.
Trust me, I know it goes quick.
There's nothing.
I have bills like everybody else.
Hey, let's get some Gorilla Glue and put it on his head for a little bit.
How much to wear that toupee?
This toupee for a
that
year?
That exact one.
I mean, you got to go to Norbeck with that thing on your head.
I mean, my visits might, they might diminish.
You become a total shut-in.
20K. Double it.
20K.
You got to be kidding
me. Is that a bad deal? Am I negotiating a bad
Somebody
deal?
Somebody put up 20K. I want to see it.
I mean, do you
what's
know,
Mooney does,
I want yeah, you
does Mooney
know,
have like Cakes. Money to burn?
People oh, he's got all kinds
Cakes
of money.
Cakes got $500,000 in Bitcoin just laying around like in his sofa. That 20K isn't going to do anything for his life. Nothing. It'll improve your life zero.
Yeah, but the hair might do his life.
Just goes to my bottom line, EB.
Your bottom line?
Yeah.
It's
I'd be
it's
more liquid money.
It.
I'd buy another fifth of a Bitcoin. Silly.
You think I guess you could do that. That would actually be a smart investment.
Smart way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get the hair out of my face here. It's a weird foreign concept.
Would you think your wife would run her fingers through your hair like when you guys are hitting skins?
I don't think she'd be.
You can't take it off her pony.
Yeah. I think she'd be that into it. But hey, what are you gonna do? It just throw it on the pile. Got to throw that money on the pile.
Right. Hey, man, that guy loves money.
Better to
money.
Throw money on the pile than burn it, which most of us do on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, JP's got random bar appearances. You have 100 FanDuel reads. I need to make money somehow. And this is the way.
It's not a random bar, Cakes. It's in Bowie. It's Center Pocket Sports Bar and Billiards.
There you have it. I wasn't trying to minimize
it. He's going
to
be there for 7 hours.
When are we doing the drinking show again?
That is Friday,
Two
December
Fridays.
20th. Why don't you put it on your calendar right now while you're thinking about it?
I just know I'll be in town, so it's fine. I'll be in town. Friday, December 20th.
Send that reminder text, EB.
No, I actually think I'm supposed to work that day anyway.
Coming up next, we've got Kevin McCarthy to talk movies here on The Junkies.